just start right out and bring Dr. Leah on. Good morning, Dr. Leah.
Good morning, ladies. How are you?
Terrific. Good. How are you? What's our tip today?
My tip is about skin brushing, and I've talked about it kind of briefly here and there and other tips and stuff, but I've had people ask me, you know, what is it really, or how do you do it?
Right.
It's with a dry skin brush. So you've seen them at stores. They have long handles on them so you can scrub your back, but they're a really firm bristle. And you can buy different firmnesses of them. I would suggest maybe starting with a little bit softer, then working to firmer. But the point of skin brushing is you do it before you get in the shower, and it helps stimulate the circulation on your skin.
Uh-huh.
It gets the dead skin cells off. And it's also, especially in our arms and legs, you have lymph system, like the circulatory system of lymph that helps to get rid of toxins out of the skin and muscles and everywhere and carry it back to get rid of it out of the body. So it pushes that back.
Oh.
So people with lymphedema or swelling or problems, especially women that have had like breast cancer and they have lymphedema, skin brushing is really helpful. So you do it in the morning before you shower, and you start with the arms and legs and move towards the body. You can use circular movements or brush straight towards the heart or towards the body. And then you do the stomach and back and a soft brush on the face. Or you don't have to do the face at all, but some women choose to do their face a little bit. Then you get in the shower and then you scrub up in the shower too, but not with the brush, just like with your washcloth or whatever you use. Your skin will be so soft, and it helps to get rid of toxins out of your skin. It's just it's a great thing for skin.
Oh, Dr.
Yeah,
Leah, I love that.
Well, yes, I never really, I think about how we want to stimulate our immune system. So if you get toxins out, that's got to help that too, right?
It's very good. And then springtime being a great time to do cleanses anyway, I have everybody do skin brushing when they're doing cleanses because skin is our biggest organ. You want to get stuff out of it.
Okay, where do I get these brushes?
I've seen them at, Fred Meyer or Bartels or places that sell skincare or bath products.
Okay, all right.
A lot of times you'll see a brush with a long handle.
Right.
But it does need to be a firm bristle, not the really soft ones. I mean, there are some that are just for like scrubbing in the wet, when you're in the shower.
Right.
So this is specifically for dry skin.
Wonderful. So, Dr. Leah, will a loofah work?
A loofah's not quite the same. I mean, loofah, you would have to use it dry.
Right.
It can't be wet.
Right.
And you could use it. The problem is, actually, I guess there's loofahs that have long handles on them.
Mm-hmm, there are.
The thing with the brush is that it's the bristle and they move.
Yeah, you're not going to get the bristle.
And they move.
Yeah, okay. They move around. There's more give to them.
I see.
So it will help move your skin a little bit better.
Wonderful. That's a great tip, Dr. Leah. I love that.
So once you give out your information, and so people can give you a call and come and see you.
Yeah, thanks. I'm in Bellevue at 425-452-9366. And my website is naturalmedicineforhealth.com. And you can also find me on chatwithwomen.com.
Great. Well, thank you for joining us today.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Well, I love that tip.
That's a great tip.
When I think about it, I think about I would never thought about that. Now I have to go buy a brush for heaven's sake.
With a long handle.
With a long handle, because how else is my back going to get done?
Well, that's it. Hello.
I have to have a long